Failing to disclose crucial information to your buyer can lead to legal trouble. Transparency in property transactions is therefore crucial in Singapore as it is in many other places. Concealing material facts can lead to legal trouble and jeopardize the deal. In property transactions, silence can sometimes speak volumes, but not in a good way. Failing to disclose crucial information to your buyer can lead to legal trouble. Transparency is critical in high-value transactions, such as selling a property. Concealing vital details can lead to severe consequences, including the potential cancellation of the deal. This issue recently came to the forefront in a Singapore International Commercial Court dispute involving the sale of a $10 million resort villa in Thailand. In this particular case, the buyer accused the sellers of failing to disclose a competing claim from a third party who alleged they had an agreement to purchase the same property at a lower price. Consequently, the buyer and the sellers were entangled in a protracted legal battle. Despite the sellers ultimately winning the case, the buyer persisted in seeking to cancel the deal. He argued that he had not been informed about the competing claim on the villa. However, the court ruled in favor of the sellers, stating that they had acted in good faith. The sellers had received a threatening email from the third party. Still, they dismissed it because they had neither met nor signed any agreement with this individual. Importantly, they had offered the buyer an option to back out of the purchase, which the buyer did not exercise. The court concluded that the sellers had no obligation to disclose information they genuinely believed to be irrelevant. To understand what constitutes a failure of disclosure in property sales, let's look at two notable overseas court cases that shed some light on this matter. In a landmark case in the UK, a couple successfully sued the sellers of an apartment after discovering extensive rot and defects concealed by paint. The sellers had failed to disclose their defects, instead instructing painters to cover them up before potential buyers viewed the property. While misrepresentation is typically associated with false statements, in this case, the Court of Appeal ruled that concealing the rot through the painting amounted to misrepresentation. So what is an example in a Singapore context? Imagine you're selling a flat and you know there's a persistent leak issue in the bathroom. Instead of fixing it, you paint over the water stains to hide the problem. The buyers later discover the concealed issue, leading to a potential legal dispute. In another particular case in New York, buyers successfully backed out of a property deal, claiming that the sellers had failed to disclose that the house was purportedly haunted. The sellers had previously shared their experiences with reporters detailing paranormal occurrences in the house. Initially, the buyers lost their case based on the doctrine of caveat emptor, or the buyer should beware. However, on appeal, they secured a victory. The court ruled that as a matter of law, the house is haunted. This decision stemmed from the sellers' prior claims of paranormal activity, despite no concrete evidence of hauntings. While this principle of buyer beware typically protects sellers, the court made an exception in this case. They recognized that the house's reputation as haunted would significantly diminish its value and resale potential. As a result, the buyers were granted compensation for the fraudulent misrepresentation. Interestingly, the sellers benefited from the situation despite the ruling. The extensive media coverage increased interest in the house, allowing them to sell it at a much higher price. Transparency in property transactions is therefore crucial in Singapore as it is in many other places. Concealing material facts can lead to legal trouble and jeopardize the deal. While there might be occasional exceptions, such as the haunted house case, it is typically wise to err on the side of caution and disclose all relevant information to avoid costly disputes. Property transactions can be complex, and navigating the legal intricacies is no easy task. Suppose you're buying or selling property in Singapore. Now, in that case, seeking legal advice and representation is advisable to ensure that you comply with all laws and protect your interests. Remember, honesty is always the best policy, especially in property dealings, and it can save you from potentially haunted legal battles. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channel for more legal things.